This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Oh man, that is Uzawadi at a follow. Sizawa tunjani?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Mfethu ngisaphila kakhulu. So when I heard that I think I saw on your status on WhatsApp that you are nominated Ghana for African female music what was it called?
African female musician
of the year.
Of the year 2023.
Yes. So
yeah.
As Gatis Kulman, our alien, Gitsi Mina, I'll play this concert today because the song that you start with, it's an African, I think it's unite us as Africans because you're not only singing Zulu, but it's a mixture of languages in between.
Yes.
And you
specifically, that song that you've just played is by Usalif Keita, Forlorn. So. Very fascinated with the languages from different artists, especially West African musicians. So, Bacheka and be able to interpret their music and try to understand the lyrics or what the song is about. Mm. And then after again, we sing Zamugulenza Nangisizulu just for my people to understand, you know.
Yes.
And
thank you so much for taking your time to learn other languages and you translate it to the language that we could understand. But awishi imizwa yabo le ababeyibeke ngayo, of which it's a good thing, and we can really, really relate to these stories. Thank you so much. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking your time. Ubenathi la kwi MUT Radio. We show uhlelo olusha ke lo. It's a newly born show. It's few months old now. It's called Timeless Music, but we don't say
Timeless Music.
We don't say the music is old. We only say it's timeless because we can't define this type of music that we're playing because there will never be old music. There's no such thing as old music. You know, we always go back and because it's a music of the time and space and it gives us, it reminds us of different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so hence that's why I see now with Amhlanje because I think before I called you, you play indigenous instruments of which for umuntu omusha njengami, I was like, and I'm sure you could explain it very clear and in a way that we can all understand because I imagine ngikubona ukhuphwa ngenye indlela udlala nenye ke engayazi ngishika manje and sometimes I ngikuzwa ucula ngesiniya. So tell us ukuthi where is this inspiration comes from, like what made you choose this genre before we even go and talk about the awards, because I think we need to lay foundation of these sounds that you produce, and you produce them very well.
Thank you so much, and also thank you for having me in the show today. I think umculo wami is inspired by Princess Makoko. That's the way I started, a way to love indigenous music, amahubo. And then when I was listening to her album, I heard that she was playing an instrument. At that moment, ngangakaze ngiyibone an instrument. Until I did a research and found out ukuthi udlala umakhweyana or ugubu. I was so fascinated and I tried to get ugubu and umakhweyana and learn umculo wakhe. I started to play her music. Influence and I learned to play I was singing her songs. You will remember the album that I had was a tribute to her because to the level that I am right now. So and then I slowly began to love the instrument and understand the instrument better. also and understand the style esidlaleka kahle nomakhweyana, which is umculo wesintu, yabo. And then later on the stage, I think I met ugogo Bavile Ngemahu, who was also a brilliant player of umakhweyana. May his soul rest in peace, because she passed on 2 years back. So uma ngabe mangifica ugogo Bavile udlala umakhweyana, but a different style and tune and tone again. So ukuthi udlala umakhweyana ukuthi udlala ngakudlala umasitandi, but while she's playing the same instrument as Princess Magogo and udlala ngaso i-string as sodwa. So ngaba more interested to learn even that style. So now I have mastered the style of Mdwan Magogo and the style of Ugogo Bazikile behlangene. So that's where I come from. I'm feeling ngijabula nje ukuthi kahle kahle ngiyawathanda ke ama-instruments ngiyithole ukuthi okay, actually ngiyawathanda ama-instruments, because now Babu Victor Sithole, if you know him, udlala many of indigenous instruments. Ngamthola udlala hand pan. I was intrigued, and then ngacela ngifundise, wangidayisela ngayithenga. Now I'm able to play the lullabies, ngiwadlala nge-hand pan. I play penny whistle, which I learned in the Creative Arts Center in 2018. Right now I have ikora, still learning to play from Senegal. I have Udu, which I'm still learning to play as well. You know, we are kind of collecting those indigenous instruments, those that are not popular anymore, you know, to preserve them for our generation and future generations. So that's where I come from. Also, to learn the languages, I'm old time, which should be no music, because when I listen to other languages or even Indian music, yes, which is actually their tongue who fund in language, or when you fund away cola,
knowledge also you share it la payana as a word. But yes, what inspired me is I saw you muti awazi kwakhuluma amalanga nje ukwazi ngokuyicula, but I saw you in Ghana uba dancisa uba fundisa isiZulu, and I was like, yes, that's a word we know.
Yes, because in Ghana in Ghana. Mm. Ghana, they love South Africa. They love our culture. They love everything. That's what I find out. Mangfiga. So already, you know, when you enter in the room and you see that you're already a star because everyone is looking at you.
Wow.
She's from South Africa. And then they wait to know with you, who are you and what do you know or what do you bring to them? Kokwazi ukurepresenta i-country yakho. Ukubaluleka kokugqoka, indlela ogqoka ngayo, that's representable of your country.
Mm.
Even the style that I'm singing and the instruments that I'm playing, already they were taken away by me entering the room with that long stick bow abangayazi ukuthi what is this? And then I had to explain, no, this is umakhweyana. It's made of trees and curtain wire and a calabash. You know, explaining those things. And then we are done. Already, we are done. And then we are done. If I was a one with weave, with some sort of Western style, we are going to be able to But as soon as I enter the room, they all like, you scream South Africa. Your colors scream South Africa. Your beard scream, you know, your big head. He hasn't having a portrait. It was even the ceremony day, the award ceremony day. It was that dress, white, black and white dress.
Uh-huh.
I learned to wear it with idugu, any Xhosa style.
Mm.
But because indlela bebechaza kakhulu ngayo ugqoke isicholo. Bavele bepon with what a South Africa lo muntu. Everyone will turn. You'll be turning heads in the ungain. song, I was like, no, I think Gogel is story because anyway, I'm here to represent my country and my people, you know. So for not something easy for them to catch, because it's actually Nangumundu was South Africa. So I was so inspired and fundisel cool ukuma. It was the Wabon Tamanyamazu actually paranganani. I'll tap a serakangana and we said it means I really have to work hard to do more research and to do more African music because I know where I'll be respected and everyone will always be having ears and love to hear what I'm about to bring or what I'm bringing to the table I'm presenting. So, So, good day interview where you saw me. Because Rwanda,
wow.
And there was someone from Nigeria, and then Ghana, then me, South Africa. So, among other school, Omunye was a spoon, this is a language, I get to say, while it's full, it's called Tozonana. Tozonana is in Rwanda language, Etienne. No, that is Zimbabwe. Yes, yes, it's thank you. Or it's a goodbye. So Tozonana. Then I was like, Tozonana. So I started the thing, the singing, Tozonana, and everyone joined in. No more, and I was a Ghana, and she was like, Midase. Then I was like, okay, Midase. And then, like, Nang in DC, South Africa, I have to represent. I was like, yay, you saw a new Siabonga, because it was so loving. It was so beautiful. I can't even explain or express how my heart was when I get there. Anything you told me, Africans can really respect other African people. They give love. They take care. Hey, banothando kakhulu. I was really taken away by that.
Wow. Siyajabula kakhulu thina ukuthi uhambile and waphatheka kahle emazweni angaphandle esinebudlelwane nabo buhle. And manje ngicela ukubuza, those people that you were with in the interview, are those where you were shortlisted with a good competition?
Yes, I was, but it was in different categories. Labayana Baba be TV personalities, radio or TV personalities or influencers, and they're big in my country's Abo. The Lowa Rwanda was a DJ and also a radio or TV personality. Also the Nigerian one, no Lowa Zimbabwe. I was the only one over the category of music. I mean, my people from the music category was Pindi P, logo cause the FM I was with in the competition, and other lady from Zimbabwe. So it was three of us. Then Lababanyege, different categories, because their initiative is to honor all African female stars on different categories. Because what kind of baga my actress, I know, because I still have the award, Dakata Hodanke, because she won that award as the best actress of 2023, and then best journalist, best author, it's in the Atolo, it's in the author in South Africa, by Asanda Sizani in Cape Town, and then Mama Unotemba, a lower jazz, Metro FM, yes. Nah, she was honored. She wasn't in any category, but they just wanted to honor her.
Wow.
So I was also very honored to be part of them amongst all these, African ladies who are doing amazing work, spaces in the industry. I was very honored to be part of that.
Wow. Thank you so much, Zawadi, for taking our South African banner up high, you know. We really appreciate that. And so tell us, kunini la esingaphinde sikubone khona, maybe you're performing, or is there any music that's coming soon?
I know, I was waiting for that. Yo, everyone cannot wait anymore.
Let me tell you, remember when the last time I saw you at Chairman, you were performing at Chairman, ne?
Yeah.
And you were performing, and I don't know if you're trying to get that day, I can't. Because how you sang that day, yo, I was taken. I was blown away. I wish like we gangayego that night. We can just keep on singing. You guys just keep on singing, you know.
Yeah.
And there's this hymn song that you always sing. And I don't know, whenever you sing that song, there's something happens. Amazulu ayavuleka, I'm sure. So tell us, when are we having maybe like a live concert? Or, tell us more about that.
Okay. I have my show, the annual show that I do, every song at the past meets the future. I'm still planning this year, September, because to honor the Heritage Month. So this year, it might be here in Durban or in Joburg, or it can be on both. So I started going on my venues, but I'm planning that. Also, it is my wish and it is my plan in May release to honor also or to align the Africa Month, which is May. I can release Inwele Zami, which is Unge Moshe, the song, the popular song.
Yeah.
Inwele Zami is Ngome Ngoba Zinche. I trust the process, but the song is already recorded. I think maybe process mandi the mastering and then so soon.
We can't wait. I suggest you and your team like do a tour, yabo province tour. At least something now. I know people. Just put it out there. People will receive it, and people will do the justice on this one. I'm telling you. Yes. thank you so much, Zawati, for taking your time and Ubenati Gule show here namhlanje. We really appreciate and salute to your work and the passion that you have for our South African indigenous instrument and the language and music in Africa.
Thank you so much. And I will continue to say Ibalala milihle, amabele ami mahle, isinqe sami sihle, isishwapha sami.
Why uthi shwapha sami?
Ngentondo futhi ngimuhle. Siyabonga.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.